Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Nubian?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's going
How
on?
Are you today?
I am fabulous. Great.
Well, we have looks like our guest is on the line. The one and only the Manhattan. So I'm gonna bring them. I'm gonna bring them on. Mr. Austin?
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Timothy?
Good. How are you, man?
I am just fine. Just fine.
Good.
Yes, you know.
Right.
Staying safe.
I'm honored to have you on the show, Mr. Austin. I just want to say, and my listeners are truly excited, and they're just overwhelmed that you even came on to even, you know, grace our airways. So we really appreciate you, man. And again, I have my lovely co-host, Miss Nubian, who's also a huge fan of you guys. She's listened to you since, you know, she was a kid, and such as myself, you know, and our parents, you know, listened, you know, and so, you know, does on and on and on, you know. So. But you supported that fan, Mr. Austin.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Can you hear me now, Mr. Austin?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. Yeah,
Miss Nubian. Miss Nubian.
I'm here. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I am sorry.
Okay. So you want to go ahead and ask Mr. Austin some questions?
Absolutely. So, when Timothy, you know, told me that you were coming on, it took me back. I'm a '70s baby. And it took me back to Shining Star,
mm-hmm.
And also not only Shining Star, but Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye. And I'm only like 5 or 6 years old when this came out. So, but
mm-hmm.
I'm listening, you know, Mama, my grandmama, everybody's cleaning and they listening to, you know, this music. And I'm only 5 years old. I'm like, okay, you know, because see, nowadays when you have your average 5 year olds just listening to music, it's not like this. It's not.
No, it's not.
And it's my question, and with you hearing that, it's like, how do you feel about the R&B music that we have going on nowadays?
You know, the R&B music is music changes, and some of our R&B music is not some of, but most of it today is not like it was yesterday. Speaking back to the time that you're talking about in the '70s, we
mm-hmm.
back then our songs were about everyday life, falling in love, breaking up, making up, cheating, you know, things that really happens in life. And not saying that the songs today aren't, but they tell the same kind of story sometimes, but they're not complete, I find. You know, a lot of times I think the younger music today is settled on the beats, what sound good, and good hook line, and a few lines in the verse, and, you know, they go, and it's a song. But that's the way the music industry has changed too. So I can't say anything about the actual artists themselves, and I wouldn't. But this is what the industry is going for today in the industry. But the difference is that 25, 30 years from now, you will not hear this music today. Yeah, I would say it's not 25, 30 years. I would say as much as 15 years from today, 10 to 15 years from today,
yeah.
A lot of music you hear today, you won't hear anymore. And our music has been playing for over 40 years.
Right.
And still being
mm-hmm.
heard. And I just say right. that we have great artists, young artists today. I just wish and pray that they would start writing more songs with substance, you know. And I think that will... if they're looking for the longevity. If they're just looking for the instant gratification, they're doing the right thing. You know, get in and get out.
Yeah,
but
I totally agree.
I don't knock
you.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't knock them at all.
Mr. Austin,
I'm sorry. So when I go back to just to piggyback off of what you said, and I wanted your opinion on this, I'm going back to your song, Take Me Where You Want to Go. And mm-hmm. for me, that seems like what I took from that, and I listened to the full lyric once I got old enough, you know, couldn't do
mm-hmm.
that when I was young. I didn't know anything about that. But, and, you know, and listening to it once I got older, able to appreciate, you know, the lyrics, you know, for me, I took it from a man, you know, just pleading for that love. You know, he wanted
right.
that woman back. So with nowadays, you're hearing so many songs that may not have like a personal feel from the artist, because sometimes they just write about other things. How would you encourage someone to just pull from your soul, just write what you feel and don't be afraid to write it? How would you encourage somebody to do that? Because now they're trying to keep up with everything else, and it's like if someone was to maybe put this out or just come out with that in their music, it's like, oh, you shouldn't have said that, you know? So how would you encourage,
right.
you know, an artist that would want to be really genuine about their craft?
I would tell artists of today to be true to themselves. Write songs. Write. Make sure that your fans can identify with your songs.
Mm.
And identify with them within, not just as a hook saying, you know, I'm going to make love to you, and, you know, and that's it. Yeah, songs I'm going to make love to you. But have a story. Have something
right.
that people can relate to. All of our songs that we've recorded, men and women of our fans, if you listen to the songs, when they fit you, when you relate to those songs, you would think that I was singing directly to you. And that's what
mm-hmm.
you want your fans to feel like you're singing to them as individuals. Or even if a song is not meant for, they haven't had that experience, they can say, wow, that's a hell of an experience, you know. They can hear it, you know. We have great singers. We just need to get better with the writing, and that's if they want longevity, you know. But I think we got some, you know, great singers. I don't listen to radio like I used to, and that's I will go into that. But I don't listen to radio like I used to, mainstream radio like I used to. You know, I'll tell you the bottom line. I don't listen to mainstream radio like I used to, because it's the same 8 to 10 songs every 4 hours.
Yeah.
The same 8 to 10 songs every 4 hours. You know, when you hear something different by, especially artists like us, on mainstream radio is at 3 o'clock in the morning, or, you know, 12 o'clock at night, you know.
He knows.
Yeah. But the system we got set up today with using internet radio and the satellite radio, it has brought us back to the forefront. So I'm not knocking. And it's not the stations themselves. It's a whole political thing. So I won't go into that. But I appreciate you guys, definitely. I appreciate you to the highest.
Thank you. Mr. Austin, if I may ask, how does it feel to have timeless music? I mean, your music, even though it was made back in the day, it still pertains to today. As we speak today, it still pertains to it. How does it feel to have timeless music that's still active and still pertains to what we're facing today?
It's a wonderful feeling. And believe me when I say this, there's nothing new on this earth. And I said it to say, the songs we sang back then, the same songs that we talk about, love, falling in love, breaking up, making up, you know, cheating, it still goes on today. We just told a story about it, and we had to make sure we had a good story. And it's a good feeling, you know, that our songs, a wonderful feeling to have those songs today. One of the greatest songs that, one of the best songs that I love that I recorded with the Manhattans was There's No Me Without You. Because it was a love song. The song is about a person expressing their love to their spouse. You know, there's no house without a home. There's no man that wants to be alone. There's no child without a dream. There's no song without a meaning. That's how I know there's no me without you. And it's the same thing with radio, with the publicists, the journalists, all the people that help make us. That song I always dedicate to you, to radio, because we couldn't exist without you. And those songs wouldn't be existing today had you not played them back then. You know? And so There's No Me Without You has a special meaning to me. And that's my way of thinking. Everybody who has anything to do with the industry, past and present.
Now, based on how when you guys recorded music back in the 70s and 80s, when there was a song recorded, all those artists that were up on that song were in that studio, and to where nowadays is where I could be here in New York and someone could be recording me over in Japan. Do you think that has an effect on how music is today as opposed to how it was back in the day?
You know, in some ways it does. The feeling. When you record together, you can bounce off each other. I recorded with Regina Bell. I recorded with Brenda Russell. Well, I did another duet. But I did these songs. We were in the studio together. And we felt each other. My very first recording with the Manhattans was a song. We did a song called I Can't Stand For You To Leave Me. And I did it with the whole orchestra. The orchestra was in there. The guys were in there. And we rehearsed it one time down. I went in the booth. The guys were in the booth next to me, and we sang the song. And I could feel them because we knew the song, and we knew where it was coming from. And we heard those strings and horns playing. Oh, my God, it took us to another level. So it's important that today is really important when you record together. Today, music is recorded like production. And I don't mean a production like you go and produce the music. When I say production, you, just like you said, somebody can be in Japan and sing something and do another part over here in Australia or somebody in the United States. But they have machines that they can put the voices in pitch, you know, and everything is perfect. Music is not a perfect science. That's why it's important that when you sing songs with somebody, it's best that you be there with them because you can feel each other. I did a song with Keiko Lee, an artist from Japan. She flew to the United States, and we recorded that song, You Make Me Feel Brand New. And it was, like, unbelievable to stand and sing with her. You know, she stood right there with me, and we sang it together. And then I went to Japan and performed. It was awesome. But it's a wonderful thing when you can. It's better. It's real when you perform together.
Right. Is there anyone now that you would like to record with?
You know, I was asked that question the other day, and
you still haven't found an answer.
Yep. Now, I say today, I'm gonna include somebody. Well, pretty soon they're current today. I would love to sing with Mary J. I would love to sing with Jasmine Sutherland.
Nice.
Those two, oh my God, I would love to sing with them. You know, because they got that feeling that comes from within. And on a gospel level, if you want to go gospel, Yolanda Adams, I would love to sing with Yolanda Adams. Karen Clark and the Clark Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And you know something, Mary is awesome too. I think I could hang with Mary too. But those are just a few artists, you know, that sing from the heart that I love. And Rance Allen, he's not a contemporary artist today. He's been singing almost as long as I have. That's one of the singing men I know.
Yeah.
And if you have never heard of Rance Allen, go to YouTube and look up Rance Allen. And,
I know.
Oh, that man is
That's
awesome.
Something about the name of Jesus? What?
Yes.
Yes.
You nailed it. Yes.
It is. It is. It's wonderful.
Yes. So, you know, it's music is a beautiful thing. And I, you know, music changed so much. I honestly am not knocking the young artists today, because they're doing what they know and what's best. What's happening in the music industry. And I believe a lot, because there are a lot of young artists that I spoke to that came to visit us at our shows that like our style of music. But our style of music is not being played on mainstream radio like it used to be, because the industry has changed. And I'm not mad at them. Music changes. Time changes. So, you know, everybody got to get their turn. So, you know, you pass the baton and keep stepping.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, when you have, you guys are, you're part of the Quiet Storm Genius. You're part of, you know, just the whole, just reaching deep down in the soul with those full, thoughtful lyrics, you know. And one that I feel that, again, I about 4 or 5 years old, and I'm just 2 years from 50. So I've been, it's like when you hear it all over again, it's like you're hearing it for the very first time. It's just, mm-hmm. It just sounds so good every time. So it's like, I would think that now listening, and I barely listen to, you know, just mainstream radio too, because I took a trip, a 2-hour trip, and this is a true story, and I heard the same song about 5 times in that 2-hour
mm-hmm.
trip.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. So it's like, for me, and then I look at, I can't say this to my daughters because they love old school music. They love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you just want to hear something that you can just resonate with. It's gonna, you know, really like open you up to really appreciate the music, just appreciate the lyrics, and appreciate just hearing,
mm-hmm.
you know, a man like with the song "Take Me Where You Want Me to Go." I just love that. I just love the lyrics. I'm like, I love this.
Thank you.
And you can understand that and appreciate that. But that's me as a grown woman talking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
go ahead, baby. I hear you.
So, as a grown woman talking, you know, one day.
I thought I heard my other singer, my other partner, Troy. Is he on?
Troy, you on?
Troy, man.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
I'm sorry. Okay, Troy. I mean, include yourself in the show. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were on.
No, that's okay, man.
I heard that, man. He can tell you some stuff, too. Now, Troy's been with us for 27 years, Troy, going on 27?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And
if I may say something about music today, my little 22 cent.
Go ahead.
Music today is more about having sex. Music yesterday was more about making love. Music today is all about getting in the bed. Music yesterday was about getting into the heart and getting into the head.
Right.
And that's why music like that lasted this long. And just like Gerald said, music today, all about the bed and having sex and the dance beat. 5 years from now, you're not going to know what these songs are. They're going to be gone.
Yep. They're going to be gone.
If I may ask both of you, how has this whole pandemic affected you guys? And has either of you contacted COVID-19? Have had, you know, you had it, or how has this whole thing affected you guys?
You want to go, Troy? Go ahead.
It's just been a mess all around. Thankfully, COVID-19 and I are enemies right now. We're not good friends, so we stay far apart from each other.
No, that's right.
No one in my family has, gotten the virus, so I'm grateful. I'm thankful for that. But I feel so bad for those people who have, especially those who've really suffered and lost loved ones. It's just really a mess.
Yeah,
so we'll just have to pray and get through it as best we can.
Yeah. And to piggyback on what Troy is saying, also, I'd like to just shout out to all the essential workers, the frontline workers, the nurses, the doctors, the firefighters, the police officers who go to work every day and can't and those that have kids and families can't come home to them because of scared of passing the virus. You know, and they deserve all the recognition and the praise and the prayers that they continue to stay healthy so that they can come back home to their families, you know. It's very important. Now, on another note, from a spiritual aspect, it makes us all look at, we need to take time and look at ourselves. This time, because there's only one person that could stop the world from existing, to stop the world from turning, to shut it down, and that's Almighty God.
Right.
And there's a reason why he's done this. We need to take this time because it's given us a chance to make ourselves, bring ourselves in, to get closer to him, to get closer to our family, to get close to our partners at work and friends, because it's this world is in such disarray. You know, it's such disarray. And it's time for us, it's given us time to look at ourselves. You look at the systemic racism, you know. There were times when we demonstrated that it was just us. Now demonstrations are with black and white together. You know, that's showing that some sense that we're trying to come together. You know, it's going to take a lot to come together. But from a spiritual aspect, we need to look at it and check it out. You know, and the best story I've heard yet is if you compare this pandemic to Moses freeing the slaves from Egypt. If you read the story and compare it to the day, it's side by side. Yes.
Yeah. I think when we did another show, Timothy and I, and we were talking about, you know, this whole pandemic. And, you know, and I agree with the getting closer to God. And I also said that this is an opportunity. You know, I know it's a bad situation, you know, with what's going on, but it's also an opportunity, as you said, to get closer to God and also to come out with a new thing. You know, because we've had like a lot of people that are out of work and, you know, and still being financially blessed, or, you know, have money. And it's just an opportunity now that we have so much time on our hands to, you know, come out with a new thing, something new, tap into your gifts and pour it out, you know, get closer to God and or closer to your family members, your husband, your wife. It's just so much time from, I think that it started here the second week of March. The second week of March, and now we're about, you know, halfway into the year, and and you just think from March to now, for me personally, I want to just take advantage of all that time, you know, that I had to make sure that, you know, I get some things done, and I've been obedient. I've been doing really good. I'm so proud of myself, but at the same time, you know, we have a lot of people that are suffering, so along with you, I pray, and then I, you know, I'm an essential worker. Timothy's essential as well. We're both, and so we've been working, you know, day in, day out through this whole entire thing. But blessings to
bless
everybody.
Bless you both. Yes,
thank you.
Bless you both. And thank you.
You, You guys, music is a part of my therapy, if I may add. Just listening to you guys' music helps with a lot of things. I could be a little stressed about something. I turn on the Manhattan song, you know, and it's like, you know, it goes away, you know. It's like, your guys is like therapy for the soul, if I may add, you know. So I appreciate you guys for that because it helps out a lot. And so I thank you guys. And as long as I'm on radio, I'm going to make sure that you guys' music is heard. So I, you know, as long as I'm here, I want to make sure that artists of your generation, your time is heard because it's real music. So I know when I'm 16, 70 years of age, I'm going to still be able to hear, you know, and still enjoy that music. But Mr. Austin, I want you to give my listeners websites and also information about what you guys got coming up and how can they hear a new music from you guys.
Okay. You know, I was way late, but I was short. I sent Nick the new single, and I sent him Kiss and Say Goodbye. We have a new single called She's Coming Home. But the way that you can, our website is www.letsjustkissandsaygoodbye. You can also hit the Manhattan Featuring Gerald Austin on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's the Manhattan Featuring Gerald Austin. Our music is on all the platforms, all the digital platforms. The newest, as I said, the new song is called She's Coming Home With Me. And again, this song is about a guy or a lady I'm using it from my standpoint. I'm with my lady. I think she's fine. She's gorgeous. And when I walk into a place, I strut because she's with me. She looks good. And I know guys be hitting on her and may want to try to get a number. And I said the whole song is about you can look at her, you can hit on her, you can give her your number, but she's coming home with me.
Coming home with me. I love it. I love it. I can't wait to hear it. That's what I'm talking about.
That's the bottom line. Do all you want, but she's coming home with me.
Yeah. Awesome.
Nice.
Mr. Austin, my anniversary show is coming up on August 2nd, and I would love to have you guys back on my anniversary show. It would be an honor to have you guys back on. You don't have to stay the whole time. Just 2 minutes of your time, my actor. You can just give us your blessing. And I would really love it. I will definitely reach out to you and let you know. But it's August 2nd, and we'd love to have you guys back on. You guys are truly a blessing. And I'm grateful that you guys are still around because, you know, we've lost so many greats within the past year. We've lost so many good people. I'm grateful just to have you guys on around, you know, and so I'm really honored, man. And I ask you guys a certain age, just continue to stay healthy and take care of you guys because we need you guys. We need you guys around to give us guidance and to, you know, help us through certain things that, you know, I love personally as a guy in his late 30s, I love to come to older people and ask them for advice because, you know, I mean, you don't know, you know. So, I mean, if you go to people that have been through it or older, they can give you the best advice. So I'm grateful for you guys to be around. So
no, thank you.
We're grateful to be around, too.
You know what I forgot to tell you? This year, this August 15th, we'll be celebrating the group. The Manhattan will be celebrating 58 years.
God bless.
Together. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, Troy been here 27, I've been here 50. So, and Dave is about the same day. Unfortunately, Dave couldn't make the call today. He had an emergency. But we do that. Let me know on the second what time, and we'll have all three of us on there. Okay.
God,
and
I
check with
that.
Check with Nick for the new song. I send it to him.
Okay, I definitely will.
Okay, I
emailed
it. But I emailed it this afternoon. That's probably why you didn't get it to you.
Okay, I definitely will.
Okay?
I definitely will. I definitely will. Mr. Austin?
Yep.
Mr. Before you leave, can you introduce Miss Nubian's favorite song, Shining Star? And we look forward to having you back on at the anniversary show, okay?
You got it. Nubian, I want to dedicate this song to you. Dedicate this song to you because you are my shining star.
Awesome. Wow.
All right.
Nubian?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and help little old me. I really appreciate it. And thank Foster Manhattans for coming on. And make sure you guys support them. Check out their new music. I'm going to definitely reach out. I'm going to reach out to Nick to make sure he gets the music over to me. Nick is one of my assistants here on the show. Miss Nubian, because as you know, our 13th anniversary is coming up, and again, I grateful that you're gonna be a part of that as well. So I'm definitely working on that.
Right.
Any shout-outs or anything before I let you go?
I know. I mean, just shout out to them for stopping by, and you letting me be a part of it, and Shiny Star being dedicated and stuff. So yeah, that was fun. That was really fun. I appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
No problem.
It was.
Anything you want to put out there to the listeners before we wrap it up?
Oh, yeah. So I'm definitely working on something, Cocktail Candles and Conversations. I'll be getting some information to Timothy so he can throw it out to you guys. Just advising everybody to stay safe, you know. Bless somebody tomorrow if you get a chance. But other than that, thank you for listening. I appreciate, you know, Timothy having me on, and it's all love.
Be blessed. Thank you all for listening and tuning in. I really appreciate you so much. Shout out to the Manhattans for coming through. Love you. Stay up, stay strong. Till we meet again. God bless.